We've probably all heard or said things like this. Have you seen my new shoes? Wait until you see my new composite bat. How about my new car? Or how about my new dress? Now, we love to show our new and wonderful things, especially after some special occasion, and we've received some new gift, or maybe bought something special for that particular occasion. Prior to our text for today, which comes from 2 Kings chapter 20, we find out that King Hezekiah was ill, wasn't feeling well. And the king of Babylon heard about this and sent some envoys to King Hezekiah with some good wishes for his health. Now, King Hezekiah was not much different from you and I. Hezekiah showed the representatives of the king of Babylon everything that he had in his castle, in his house. Now, Babylon was a very powerful nation. Now, either Hezekiah was naive, or he was very trusting, or he was very confident, or incredibly stupid. After he does this, however, the Lord comes to him with some questions. And the questions are, where were these guys from? And what did they see in your house? Let's take a look at the text from chapter 20 of 2 Kings, beginning at verse 14. Then the prophet Isaiah came to King Hezekiah. What did these men say, he asked him, and from where did they come to you? They came from a distant country, Hezekiah answered, from Babylon. What did they see in your palace, he asked. They said, they saw everything in my palace, Hezekiah answered. There wasn't a thing among my treasures I didn't show them. Listen to what the Lord says, Isaiah told Hezekiah. The days will come when everything in your palace, all your fathers have stored up till now, will be taken away to Babylon, and nothing will be left, says the Lord. Hezekiah answered pretty much the same that we would answer. But he passed up a great chance to show these representatives of Babylon what the Jehovah God was all about, and to testify about his God. He blew it, and he paid the consequences. As we hear in the text, everything that he showed them was taken away. Well, here it is, test week, which means field day, tests, concerts, graduation, receptions, and then vacation. Or at least some of us go to our homes for the summer. We may not see it as a vacation. But what are your summer plans? Whatever they are, it will invariably involve a set of friends that are different from the ones we have here at school. Banquet and musical seem to signal the end of the year is nearing. And how have we done so far as to what did they see in your house? Did those people who saw you at the banquet going and coming see just some fancy trappings, fancy dresses, fancy clothing? I'm sure that there were chances to show those from Babylon our Christian character. Did everyone see good behavior in us? Did everyone see modest gowns? What was seen in your house? Tournaments are coming up. Beside your talent, what will the opponents see in your house? Graduation weekend is coming. What will we see in your house? And what about this summer when you go home to your various homes? When the summer is over, what will you say when God asks, What did they see in your house? Arm yourselves now and continue to arm yourselves with the Word of God. Put on the armor of God and His Word so that when the time comes and people from near and far get a chance to see your house and you get a chance to show your house, it will be a time for testimony to the greatness of your God. Not in the abundance of things in this world, but rather in the abundant blessings of the things of the Spirit. Will your house show signs of life of a Christian who knows full well what God has done for him and how he did it and what it cost him? Your house, your life, should be prepared to give a testimony of the risen Christ who died for your sins. Then when people look into your life, your house, your palace, they will see a faithful child of God living as one that has been redeemed by Christ, ready to share the good news of Christ crucified. You know, we know, all that Christ has done for us. May this knowledge light up the halls of our house now and forever, so that when we are asked, "What did they see in your house?" we will be quick to answer, "Christ Jesus, my Savior." What a great outreach mission effort for the summer, or any time. Let the people see the Savior. Excuse me. Let the people see the Savior in your palace, in your house, in your life, as a true testimony of what you are all about. Lord, help us to this end. Let's go to our hymnals, hymn 417. Let's recite together stanza 6. After we recite stanza 6, we will sing together stanza 7 as our prayers. O guide and lead me, Lord, while here below I wander, that I may follow Thee till I shall see Thee yonder. For if I led myself, I soon would go astray, but if Thou leadest me, I keep the narrow way. This day, as we enter into the friendly competition of Field Day, keep all of us safe in our various activities. Lead us to know that our bodies are yours, and help us with how we take care of them. Bless us this day that what we do is to your glory and to our benefit. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Announcements, I imagine.
Welcome to the day of book games. And the third book is called Untitled.